Thousands of Palestinians and Syrians held rallies in El Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus on International Quds Day under the title of Al-Quds, Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. After the Friday prayers, demonstrators raised placards and shouted slogans saying, Al-Quds, Jerusalem is ours, end the occupation and Al-Quds will return.
We are here despite what is going on in Washington to stress that we will keep resisting the occupations until our lands are free.
We will one day return to our Palestinian lands. We will not negotiate our rights.
In attendance were a number of officials and members of Palestinian factions that issued a statement asserting the role of resistance in regaining Palestinians' rights and confronting Israeli actions. A number of speeches were delivered at the end of the march, representing the Palestinian factions and the Iran Islamic Revolution.
Washington wants Al-Quds to be the city capital of the Zionist regime. Those who participate in the negotiations do not represent the Palestinian people. All Palestine cities belong to the Palestinians, including Al-Quds.
Demonstrators also condemned the so-called direct talks as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas meet in Washington. They also pointed out that Al-Quds Day is the day where all Muslims around the world unite to support Palestinians.
This is a very important day. The free people of the world stand today with the Palestinian cause. Zionists and the U.S. are trying to erase the sacred values of Jerusalem. We salute Imam Khomeini who announced this event.
The Al-Quds Day was launched by Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution late founder Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. It is held on the last Friday of the Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan to express solidarity with Jerusalem al-Quds and the Palestinian people.
Palestinians here say that for them, every day is al-Quds Day. They are calling resistance movements to put an end to the Israeli long-term occupation of Palestinian territories. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.